This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. An earthquake of magnitude 5.5 struck off the coast of Turkey's Mediterranean province of Antalya Saturday, the Kandili Observatory said. The earthquake occurred at a depth of just over 93 kilometers, it said, after revising the magnitude up from 5.4. Turkish media said the earthquake was felt in Antalya and neighboring provinces. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damages to buildings. Thousands of protesters rallied in the Armenian capital on Saturday in a renewed call for the prime minister to resign over a controversial peace agreement with Azerbaijan. Armenia's prime minister announced the Moscow-brokered agreement on November 9th, ending 6 weeks of war over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh that left thousands dead. Under the deal, Armenia agreed to cede three districts to Baku and, in addition, four others. Azerbaijani forces had won back during the fighting that had been controlled by Armenian separatists since the 1990s. These decisions sparked fury in Armenia, where demonstrators stormed and ransacked government buildings and have since staged near daily demonstrations in Yerevan, demanding that their leader step down. Saturday saw the biggest rally yet, with some 10,000 protesters gathering in Yerevan's Liberty Square. According to AFP journalists who were there, the prime minister has said the peace deal was Armenia's only option and that it ensured Karabakh's survival. Argentina's Senate has passed a tax on about 12,000 of the country's richest people to pay for coronavirus measures, including medical supplies and relief for the poor and small businesses. The government hopes to raise $3.75 billion with the tax. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of royalists gathered in Bangkok Saturday to show their devotion to the Thai monarchy on the birthday of the current king's late father. This comes amid months of street protests led by a youth movement demanding reform to royal powers. The current king led a candle lighting ceremony in front of the Grand Palace in Bangkok to pay tribute to his late father, who died in 2016 after reigning for seven decades, during which he was seen by many as a symbol of national unity. In recent months, though, the monarchy in Thailand has become a target for a youth-led protest movement that accuses the current king and the government, led by a former army chief Prayuth Chan-o-cha, of expanding royal powers to a level not seen since the absolute monarchy ended in 1932. The protesters broke long-standing taboos by openly criticizing the king for taking direct control of two military units and the wealth of the Crown Property Bureau, valued in the tens of billions of dollars. Saturday's ceremony, though, was one of the biggest shows of royalist support since protests surged in July. Oman plans to amend labor laws, introduce new taxation, and end some long-standing subsidies while ensuring that low-income families are protected, the Gulf Arab state's foreign minister said on Saturday. The minister told the IISS Manama Dialogue Summit in Bahrain that significant changes to labor policy would include abolishing a requirement that expatriate workers need permission to transfer to a new employer. That's one example. Low oil prices and the economic slowdown caused by the new coronavirus outbreak are straining the finances of Oman, a relatively small energy producer with debt rated junk by all major rating agencies. Oman's new ruler has shaken up the government and state entities in an attempt to show investors he's open to reforms. Kuwaitis voted in legislative polls on Saturday, with the Gulf state mired in its worst economic crisis in decades, which poses a challenge for the government's relationship with a parliament blamed for blocking reforms. More than 300 candidates, including 29 women, are vying for 50 seats in the Gulf's oldest and most outspoken assembly with legislative powers. Critics say it has stalled investment and economic and fiscal reform in the cradle-to-grave welfare state. For more on these stories and others which are making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.